Are you truly stepping into the role of leader in your own life the way you know you're meant to? What shifts would unlock your full potential? It's time to explore those answers with the host of Sacred Leadership, intuitive business coach, Charisse Alexander.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to yet again another episode of Sacred Leadership with Charisse here on the Inspired Choices Network. Today, we are around that halfway mark of the year, and I thought it would be super appropriate to continue the discussion around evaluation and evaluating our goals and objectives that we set at the beginning of the year and where we are in relation to that. But today specifically, what we're going to chat about is release to receive, making space for what's meant for you. Today's episode is meant to be a gentle but powerful invitation to release what no longer aligns, without shame, without fear, and most certainly without rushing the process. At the halfway point of the year, there comes this moment of truth. What still feels right and what doesn't? In preparation for this particular episode, I decided that I would request some guidance. And so I turned to the cards to see what I was guided to talk about. And today we're going to focus on recognizing what misalignment looks like, letting go of outdated attachments, honoring what your healing process looks like, and opening yourself up to joy, abundance, and fulfillment beyond your expectations. If you're in this particular type of season, today is meant to help support you and guide you through what this reevaluation could look like. So when I was preparing for this, I pulled out my cards and I think I used about three decks or something like that. And it really seemed to align beautifully with even my own journey throughout the first half of this year and what that's looked like. And the key points that seem, or the key themes that seemed to want some attention, were specifically around making space. And it's been my experience, you know, I have all these great goals and all these things that I want to do, but there's really only so much time and only so many resources. And I constantly have to find myself looking and evaluating what still resonates, what still feels like it's meant to be part of this journey. And what do I need to let go of or change in order to stay aligned with the things that are important to me? So it also invites us to be okay with changing our mind and not slip into places of shame and judgment and anger and anxiety and all these types of emotions when we decide that something is no longer serving us. And so what we're going to do is we're going to dive into what that could look like if it's showing up for you at this point in time, and maybe some things to consider as you sit in this space of evaluation. So what does this look like? Or what does it feel like? I know if I relate it to my own journey, the one awareness that was really just glaringly obvious was this discomfort. And it was so unsettling because the last few months of 2025 was a lot of activity. And generally speaking, I don't know about your work and your life, but the last quarter of the year always just feels so intense. Everybody's trying to get all this stuff done and before the end of the year. And as I was planning for 2026, I didn't really give it a whole lot of thought. But as I moved into 2026, the one feeling that definitely started to emerge was this waiting for something, almost like this angst. And it was like I felt myself scanning constantly, looking for problems and what's coming. And, you know, because I got so attuned to problem solving that my system really didn't know what to do with this new quiet, this new stillness. And for those of you who are achievers and drivers and pushers, this might resonate with you. It's almost like this calm before the storm, or calm before the storm in air quotes, where it's like we're waiting. And waiting for what I didn't know. So when I started, dialoguing with some of the supports in my life and my coaches in my life, I would say to them, I'm not really sure, but I feel like there's something that's supposed to be happening. And I am so grateful for the supports in my life, because ultimately what they said is, or maybe it's not waiting for something bad to happen, but you're in transition or things are settling. Or this is the new normal, which is where your exterior world is calm. And that could have been a seed that was planted previous around all this work that I'm constantly doing to create peace in my world. So how it might show up for you, quite simply, is that something doesn't feel right. It's a subtle discomfort, or in some people's cases, it could be a very, very loud discomfort. But I think where we can turn inward with good questions is, where are you in your life in terms of, are you forcing outcomes? Are you forcing alignment? If you go back to January, the objectives that you had set for yourself personally, professionally, spiritually, do those things still feel good? And because I'm somebody who's so guided by somatic practice, those are questions that I would invite you to sit with. You can journal about it. You can just see how it feels in your body. But the question first is, where in your life are you forcing alignment and where are we flowing? Are you still holding on to some type of commitment because you said you would? And this is where we have to watch that energy of shame and judgment, because I know that I at least try to be someone who do what I say and say what I'm going to do, or do what I say that I'm going to do. So make sure that there's alignment between what I commit to doing and what I actually show up doing. But the reality is the experience is always evolving. New information comes available. New opportunities may show up. Opportunities may fall away. So we have to constantly be mindful to not be so rigid with what we originally planned and be allowed, or allow ourselves to be in flow. So if you were present for the episode near the end of last year, the beginning of this year, when I talked about even my own evaluation around what was accomplished for 2025, I remember clearly saying, when I looked at what I had set out for myself at the beginning of 2025 and what was accomplished, I had realized that, oh, okay, so some of the things that I said that I was going to do didn't happen. I either took it off my list or I didn't meet the objective, but there were so many other things that ended up coming into my experience because I was already in energy of being fluid and not being so rooted in what I had originally intended at the beginning of the year. And with this awareness, it's important to remember, like I said, that this is not failure, it's intelligence. It's saying something doesn't, it's honoring your feelings, and your feelings are simply data. Sometimes when something doesn't feel right, like I said, it can be an obvious cue, but sometimes it's going to be more subtle. So this is really where those quiet practices of really stilling your mind, stilling the external activities that are going on, will allow these things to come to the surface so that we can address them more clearly. Now, when I was looking at my own year and where I am at this point in time, I had realized, planned or unintended, I had already gone through this phase of being in a very fluid willingness to release things that no longer served me. And with that in mind, you know, sometimes it's very, like I said, very intentional, where we look at something and we say, okay, this isn't working. What can we do that's going to be more in line with what I'm looking to do? And so when we move into this phase of saying, okay, I've identified for sure that there are things that are no longer working, what are those things? And again, simple practice, just looking at it one after the other, and also allowing yourself to, whatever intelligence is going to come in, allow it to come in and maybe put it on your list and see again, how does it feel with you? So when we talk about releasing things, it could be things like people, it can be jobs, it could be situations. The more subtle nuance within that is, what does it look like when we are releasing previous versions of ourselves, which is a really big one. External expectations, such as things around family, friends, relationships. And this doesn't mean necessarily those connections, but no longer feeling compelled to live up to the expectations that other people are setting for you. And the other big one, which I personally struggle with, is emotional attachment to outcomes. This is a really, really big one. and this seems extremely suitable in terms of timing, because there was something that I was grappling with on the personal side of my experience around releasing some emotional burdens. And the timing of this is actually beautiful. But I've been grappling with this thing for like a couple of years, to be honest with you. And I was saying all the right things aloud to myself, but there was still this very subtle energy of not fully letting it go. And how did I know that? I knew it because anytime someone would bring up this person or this situation that was still had this energetic hold on me, I remember how I would feel. And I would feel very sad or burdened or any of these types of things. And recently, there was a scenario in this attached to this heavy type of emotional situation, where this person's name was brought up, a situation was brought up, and I remember being really shocked, and not so much by what was brought up, but really by my reaction to it. And my reaction to it was one of sincere observation. And the observation I was making was one around, huh, isn't that interesting? I'm not upset. I don't particularly care about the outcome of this. It could go either way, and I would still be able to move on with my day, my life, so on and so forth, unaffected. Now, one obvious thing is that we could suppose that, well, maybe I didn't really care as much anymore. I didn't care about this person or this situation. But knowing the emotional investment that I had in this particular relationship, that didn't sit, and that didn't sit right with me. So as I reflected on it a little bit more, what I had realized is that I had allowed myself to go through this exact process we're talking about today, specific to one situation and relationship. And so it was like all the things, right? Having the awareness that something was not right, sitting within the discomfort, beginning to release the ideas, the stories, the relationship itself, the energy that was very much holding me back. And now moving into this place of saying, and the funny part is, you know, this last few days or weeks was really the only time that I feel like I fully released whatever hold was still keeping me grounded in this situation and ultimately kind of blocking blessings. And that's why we want to have an awareness of this, right? Because it's sometimes difficult to pin down what attachments are blocking new opportunities, abundance, and blessings coming into our world. But as soon as I was able to release that, I felt so good. I mean, I think I was giddy. I was just so proud of myself for being able to move into this place where something that previously had such a heavy emotional weight attached to it, through just following this process and being very, very patient with myself and having grace with it, has allowed me to release the expectations that I had of myself, release the emotional attachments, and most importantly, releasing the old identity that was attached to that particular experience and that relationship. So as you move into this space of release, I would ask you, do you know what it is that you need to release? How does it feel in your body? Your body can certainly give, like, do you feel heaviness in your heart center? Do you feel anxiety in your belly? The thing about anxiety is it's on the same spectrum with excitement. So this is why I use a variety of different practices to really tune into exactly what you are feeling within that. And once you begin to do that, then you will be able to, when you're done with your list of what you need to release, it's almost like this new framework will begin to take place for what comes next. The other place where I use this is, again, both intentionally and unintentionally. So the unintentional part was a story that I just shared about a personal relationship, but as it pertains to a working environment. This year started with a lot of restructuring and moving things around and moving people around. And when you're doing all this type of practical moving, it shifts a lot of energies. And so that's an example of where I was very intentionally looking at, and not just at this particular point, but you know, very markedly and constantly coming back to what the plan was to make sure that we were still in alignment with it. So now at the halfway point of the year, I can take a step back and say, okay, what did we achieve? What still needs a little bit of movement, and be very intentional for the second half of the year. We are about to take our first break, but when we come back, we will talk about the healing and the lessons that we can take from these things that might be a little bit heavier. We will be right back.
Leadership isn't reserved for CEOs or world leaders. It's something each of us is called to embody in our own lives. But how do you awaken that inner leader with clarity and confidence? On Sacred Leadership with intuitive business coach Charisse Alexander, you'll discover powerful tools and spiritual insights to align your words, actions, and outcomes. Tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific, right here on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Sacred Leadership with Charisse Alexander. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Charisse@pavitraleadership.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back to Sacred Leadership with Charisse here on the Inspired Choices Network, where today what I am chatting about is release to receive, making space for what's meant for you. In the first segment, I was sharing the journey from the beginning of the year to the midpoint in the year, where we start the year with so much energy and so much focus and goals and so on and so forth, and the importance of coming back to what we originally would have set as objectives and maybe reevaluating what still is current, what is still aligned with how we feel and what the goals are, and what needs to be released. And this is a very deeply woven journey in my mind, right? At least I try to live my life in that way. Let's not be so absolute. And what I mean when I say that is some of these lessons come all at the same time around things that need to be released personally, professionally, spiritually, ideas, beliefs, values, older versions and older identities within yourself. And right now, when we're looking at the things that need to be released, sometimes it can bring about feelings that are uncomfortable, where we can slip into places of shame and judgment because we are changing our mind about something that we originally intended to do and have decided that it no longer serves our journey. So with that in mind, what does that look like when we are processing the feelings around that? I recently found myself saying to somebody that when we're releasing these ideas, it can sometimes bring about, yes, the discomfort of judgment and shame. But if you're holding on to a version of yourself that no longer serves your journey, and you've been wearing it like a very comfortable hoodie for 10, 15 years, there is a certain level of grief that goes along with that, because you've been operating in a certain way or a certain pattern for so long. I think sometimes we discount the grief that goes along with letting go of previously very comfortable parts of ourselves. So I think it's important to acknowledge that within yourself. If you happen to be in that phase right now where you're letting go of previous versions of yourself, there is a grief, and honor yourself within that journey and what that looks like. There's also, like I mentioned, the discomfort of course correcting and the stories that we sometimes tell ourselves. And again, there's no need to move into judgment and blame. It's simply about finding better alignment versus judgment about right or wrong. And so when you move into that space, it's really important to be able to tune out the outside noise, not only of external judgment from colleagues and friends and family and that sort of thing, but really tune inwards. And I was relaying this very idea to someone because, you know, you don't know fully. You might know fully for yourself what your journey is, which will change or can sometimes change. But I know that for myself, when I was sharing kind of my journey to this point, and I'm talking about life journey, as I was recounting it to them, I realized, wow, I really had a lot of adversity when it comes to dancing to the beat of my own drum. And it was the other person who was like, oh, wow, like you really just kind of did that very bravely. And I would have not called it bravery at that point in time. I would have just called it silent stubbornness, where I just didn't listen to other people. Now, sometimes that can be a bad thing. But at this particular point, I don't hold any negative judgment towards myself. It simply felt like something that I needed to do, something that was important for me and my journey. I certainly would not have been able to be able to articulate it all those years ago. But today I can very, very clearly see why the choices that I made, my resoluteness in standing in those choices was absolutely a part of my journey, and I don't have any regrets for it at this point in time. So here, another juicy idea that I would certainly offer to you is that instead of focusing on your discomfort around shame, judgment, the wound itself, and I use the word wound in conjunction with the feelings of fear and judgment, because those emotions can certainly create wounds or exacerbate wounds. So I will invite you to look at wounds or those or uncomfortable feelings in a very different way and ask yourself questions such as, okay, instead of being really focused on the low vibe energy that I'm feeling around these changes or the things that I need to release, what is it that I can learn from this? What is this season really getting me to look at? And I love questions. If you tune in regularly, then you know that for me, such an integral part of this journey is getting really honest with yourself with what those questions are, not even the questions, but the answers. Because if you're answering them just to yourself, there's no need to lie to yourself. It doesn't serve any purpose. And what are you asked to understand before you move forward? So when I talk about this personal release that I needed to let go of, the lesson, and I thought that I'd had the answer. Trust me, I was revisiting it over and over and over again. Every time I would say, I'm releasing this relationship, I'm releasing this relationship, I would come back to it and I would always still have this discomfort within it. And now I can see the discomfort was, well, are you really? What's the missing piece? And the missing piece for me was accountability, true accountability for my part in the dissolution of that particular relationship, which I was saying, which I was acting like to a certain degree, but I wasn't actually fully owning and holding accountability for myself in how I was actually showing up in that particular situation. And it's funny because as soon as I got it, this eureka moment, the way that I felt about it is what really validated that, oh, that's the thing that I was still holding on to, and it was the accountability. And the only reason that it actually caught my attention, and this is just my truth, is because what I had inflicted on someone else in turn was inflicted on me. And in that beautiful cycle of karma was when I went, ah, I got the lesson now. So I'm grateful. So grateful. So this is the example of like looking at the wound. For so long, the wound held so much power over me. It would make me visibly upset. It would really rattle my interior world. But in that moment when I got it, I was like, because it then was visited on me, not immediately, not from the start of this, but, you know, over the course of months and years, it eventually was revisited back on me. And I was like, oh, okay, well, that's what that feels like. The benefit is that the wound itself is what took a really long time to process. When I finally understood the piece that was missing, the wound was no longer gaping. It was no longer this really big thing. But the other lesson that I think I got from that is just a reminder that when we are feeling, when all these feelings bubble up, really, really peel back the layers on it. And the question I often ask is, okay, why am I sad about this? What is the actual story that I'm telling? Is there truth in that story? What am I missing if this still continues to come up within me? So this is an example of how we can begin to really examine the wound or those uncomfortable feelings in a way that can really be productive. And once I was able to do that, as I'd mentioned, then it really became quite a powerful and freeing moment. So the question I would invite you to ask yourself is, what would it look like if I stopped making meaning in this story that I'm telling myself? How would I feel? What kind of freedom would come from that? Am I still giving power to external circumstances? And there's usually a really easy answer with this, because if there's something external that's going on in your life, business, professional, so on and so forth, and you find that you're reactive within that, to me, that's often like the reaction externally and internally is often the answer of whether or not you're actually giving away your power within that. And then, of course, are you grounded? What would it look like if I was really grounded in this particular dynamic and absolutely nothing changed? That one could be a bit of a rabbit hole to go down. If we're really grounded and I change absolutely nothing in this, not my position, not any of the external, well, we can't really change people, but we can try to shift certain circumstances. What would that look like and what would that feel like? So then we can begin to allow for new possibilities, begin to manifest what those new possibilities will look like as we make these shifts and changes. Now, once we are able to, I don't want to say comfortably, move through, really examining this wound, what this really leaves space for is the question, what's next? What comes after that? And allow me to be very clear here. Don't rush the process. Take your time with it. It's not unusual for you to feel, at least for myself, for me to feel like, oh, okay, I thought I already had addressed this. And I often like to talk about this journey in terms of like peeling back layers. So often I have found for myself where I confront something, whatever it is that's caused me discomfort, confront it head on and just be like, get to the bottom of it. And I'm somebody who does like to move through things as quickly as possible. The putting pins in things and coming back to it, that is legit only a skill that I have begun to really practice with serious intention in the last 3 years, 4 years, maybe. But I bring it up because really honoring what the process looks like and being very, very patient with it and not getting frustrated when this comes back up. An analogy I love to make is any physical wound to your body. It doesn't just go through the surface. Sometimes a wound can obviously be very deep and down to the bone. And so that is exactly how healing can be. Just when we confront something that makes us uncomfortable and we think, okay, we've addressed it, now I can move on. it's not unusual for that thing to creep back up. And now it's like another layer that needs to be addressed and another layer that needs to be addressed. So be really patient with yourself and the circumstances. Have lots of grace and compassion and love for yourself. I know I certainly would be like, I thought I already went through this. Why is this coming up again? And my coach would say things like, well, this is just another layer of that healing, or clearly you haven't fully addressed all of the items that need to be addressed within this. So the analogy that we sometimes use is around a video game with these experiences that come up, the more challenging experiences. If you think, for you old school Gen Xers and my love for Mario Brothers, I remember as a kid, I would realistically sit on that gaming station and try a level over and over and over and over again. And if you think about life in the very same way, you would learn something every single time you would go through that level, and you might not make it all the way to the end of that particular level to advance. You might die or, you know, run out of time or whatever the case may be, but you would usually find something in redoing that level, like an extra life or an extra power up or whatever the case may be. But I would always be frustrated when I would not quite get to the end of the level. And I think that that's very much a great analogy for what this journey looks like. We come up against these levels in life, we do the level, we pick up little things, but if we don't, you know, if we're not intentional and managing our time appropriately, we can miss things that don't allow us to make it to the end of that level, and we have to go back and do it again. So I would say maybe try not to be so frustrated when you don't finish the level and you have to go back and do it all over again. That's the analogy for the healing piece of this journey. So we are going to take our next break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what does the next level actually look like. We'll be right back.
Leadership isn't reserved for CEOs or world leaders. It's something each of us is called to embody in our own lives. But how do you awaken that inner leader with clarity and confidence? On Sacred Leadership with intuitive business coach Charisse Alexander, you'll discover powerful tools and spiritual insights to align your words, actions, and outcomes. Tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific, right here on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Sacred Leadership with Charisse Alexander. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Charisse@PavitraLeadership.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back to Sacred Leadership with Charisse here on the Inspired Choices Network, where today I am talking about release to receive. During the first and second segments of today's episode, I used the first segment to talk a little bit about the journey of making plans, having goals and objectives for the year, and at the halfway point, what it looks like when we begin to reevaluate and take a look at what we started the year with in terms of intentions and reevaluating at the midpoint year. I'm almost certain that on one of the goal setting episodes that I would have done, I would have certainly highlighted the importance I find, or the value I find in my life, of constantly coming back to those goals and objectives and making sure that they still align with the journey that I'm on, where I want to go, to make sure that I haven't veered too far off course and that the intentions that I've put out there still very much align with where I plan to go. Now, it's a delicate balance, and this is a blending of what I like to constantly refer to as the balance between divine masculine and divine feminine. I find myself talking about this a lot. So this last week, actually, I've been having this conversation a lot. I feel like it's a strong message, so I'm going to continue to flow with that. But what I mean when I say the fine balance between having a plan and being open to the flow of what else comes in, that's an example of the blending of the divine masculine and feminine energies. So as I've previously said, divine masculine energy is, we all have both these energies within us. They're not always perfectly in balance. The divine masculine energy is very action-oriented energy, generally led with the right side of your body or the dominance, no, the right side of your body. And it's very much the energy of action, doing, ambition, drive, passion, like very much like let's get it done kind of energy. The divine feminine energy is very much about receiving. If you think about the energy of women and feminine energy, it's very much about being open to receiving, sitting in abundance, sitting in creativity. And that includes also being in the energy of flow. So I say that it can be sometimes tricky because when we set goals and intentions at the beginning of the year, that's that divine masculine energy, but the balance within as we go throughout the year and trying to achieve those goals is being not so rigid that we can't move with whatever else might come up throughout the year. So for whatever reason, I felt like it was super important to bring that up. Actually, it's probably a natural segue into what I want to talk about next, which is the expansion phase and what it looks like after we've kind of gone through that potentially heavier evaluation around what worked and what didn't work in the first half of the year into, okay, great, I've identified it, I'm clear. I've done the healing work that needs to go around, go on with that in terms of releasing shame, judgment, and those potentially lower vibe feelings into, okay, now I'm open. What's next? What happens next? The interesting part about this phase when I was throwing or pulling cards to help kind of guide this episode is the three cards that came up were really interesting. They were things like the Ten of Cups, which is about emotional fulfillment, aligned relationships, the Sun card, which speaks to joy, vitality, truth, and clarity, and the World card, which is around completion, elevation, and stepping into a new level. So if you remember from the previous segment, I was talking about getting to the next level. These cards line up very well to support that type of energy. Now we're talking about a few things here, right? This is not just about, okay, these are the cards that I pulled for this particular segment, but it's talking about where do you move to next? So when we talk about what that energy feels like, I wish I actually had a card right now, but the Ten of Cups energy is like, imagine your life and it is literally overflowing with bliss. That is the only word that I can use for it. It is bliss. It is things are, life feels so beautiful and dreamlike. You want to pinch yourself because you can't even believe how amazing your life is. It's moving yourself into that energy. And you might be asking, well, how the heck do I do that? Well, you do that through joy. And so it seems like a very obvious answer, but some people, truth be told, have zero clue how to do that. If we're stuck in this constant energy of do, get it done, and we don't make any room for the things that are joyful, for the things that make us happy, it's really difficult to understand what that energy feels like. So for me, when I was beginning this particular phase of how do I move into divine energy or divine feminine energy, I kid you not, folks, it was literally going right back to the drawing board of being a kid and being like, okay, what did I enjoy when I was a kid? I know what I enjoy as an adult, but those things don't necessarily bring me joy. They might make me, you know, relatively calm and peaceful in a moment, but I couldn't say that they brought me joy. So, you know, I think I started doing things like, you know, dance is a really great example. If I feel like I need to shake up the energy, literally, it is now nobody would know this because I do it in private, but I will close a door, turn on the tunes and play music of old or maybe even current that is just literally makes me joyful, where I'm like dancing around my room and I'm laughing and I'm just having a good time with myself. There is nothing like movement to shift the energy immediately. Another thing I started doing was coloring books. And I'm very particular about coloring books, but it would bring me joy to like literally color in the lines. With some of my coaches, I think they said, okay, great, you're still trying to control. So that's divine masculine energy. So they'd say things like, why don't we try doing something abstract where we have no plan? So for me, and I would pose the invitation to you, if you don't know what that looks like right now in your life, just maybe start with when you were a kid and what you might have done back then. Going to a playground, finding some kids. I'm lucky, I've got nieces and nephews that are really young. So if I want to really be a kid, I can play games with them and I can totally give in to the joy. And playing with kids is always a lot of fun because there's zero judgment. Okay, that's not true. Kids can be harsh with their words. I don't know that it's judgment, but they can be very direct. But the point that I'm getting at is reverting to that very childlike energy of doing things just for fun will help you remember what that feeling is like or begin to discover what that feeling is like if you have never, can't recall in your life when you might have felt that emotional fulfillment that is associated with the Ten of Cups card that I'm talking about. And once we have maybe moved into that, then we can start to dream a little bit because now your creative juices are open because we have moved into this energy of joy and vitality and just this exquisite, yay, life is fun kind of thing. And it sounds silly. I know that it does, or it might sound silly, but I think that I'm bringing it up here because it's like, you know, when you've got something that you're trying to create and you have, and that's what we're talking about, the expansion phase after we've recognized that something no longer serves us, you might be like, okay, great. I moved that off my list or decided I'm not going to do that because it no longer aligns. But you might be left with this void of what's next. And folks that are creative will sometimes talk about this creative block. Well, how do you move that? How do you get the idea? How do you create something? And the easiest way to access that creative energy of what's next is to move into the joy piece. Because what's coming after removing something or releasing something from the past is often an expansion. It's an opportunity for you to use the tools, the resources, the relationships, the connections, the networks, everything that you've cultivated up to this point in time, and it will likely level you up. So you get to practice using and deploying what you've already acquired to this point in time. But now you're going to learn some new skills. Now you're going to be challenged in different ways that you have not anticipated. And again, the reason why I keep bringing it up is because it's going to gently guide you into that new expansion place. And so when we look at this, start with, of course, like I said, the questions. Where do I feel joy most? Where do I have alignment that is easily accessible for me? If not, what can I go back to in the past that might have given me that joyful alignment? Am I allowing myself to receive connection and support that is available to me? This is another piece of that, right? Are you using the, or I don't love the word using, but are you collaborating with the energies that are around you to bring these new experiences into your world? And this will allow for these new opportunities to come in. And what's super interesting for me is that as soon as I was able to let go of these things that I didn't even actually realize were holding me back, it's like, it opens up this new world of opportunities that on seeds I'd planted, yes, in the past. I'd had this dream probably about 3 years ago. And it was just kind of a dream of me speaking on a stage, and it was a big stage. And for those of you who have tuned in before starting this podcast, I was certainly not somebody who wanted to be in the limelight, have my voice okay, I was okay with, but I didn't want to be on video and I didn't want to put myself out there. And of course, I was judging myself at that point in time. So this is an example of where I had to release this fear, these ideas that I didn't have a tragic enough story and I didn't have all these horrible things that might have happened to me. What would I talk about? What would I share? How would people, these are all the questions that were legit in my head. But through this process of releasing these stories and releasing these ideas and releasing all these things that were holding me down, I kid you not, this morning, as I was getting ready to be on here, I get this email and it says, hey, I don't know if this is of interest to you, but you should maybe go apply to speak at this event in South Africa. And I was like, what? Where did this come from? I mean, I figured someday I might do that, but I was very comfortable and very happy here doing this, right? So this is an example of what I mean, what happens when we stop holding ourselves back and begin to envision this life that is really just felt really good in that particular dream that I had. I mean, I was wearing a favorite red dress of mine. The auditorium was absolutely full. My loved ones were around me. I was like in a juicy, beautiful dream. And I don't know if this speaking thing is going to be an actual thing. Stay tuned. I'll let you know if it is. But this morning I was very much like, oh, wow, didn't plan that. Okay, well, so when I ask what's next, I think that I got my answer. So in any event, this is what this looks like when we intentionally are willing to let go of things that are no longer serving us. Today, I've talked about a lot of things that I've had to let go of, but in this particular most recent example, I was letting go of stories, ideas, and previous versions of myself that were really keeping me very small and out of the limelight, so to speak. We are going to take our final break today. And when we come back, we're going to hopefully pull this all together so it's very practical for you to use if you are at this place in your life. We will be right back.
Leadership isn't reserved for CEOs or world leaders. It's something each of us is called to embody in our own lives. But how do you awaken that inner leader with clarity and confidence? On Sacred Leadership with intuitive business coach Charisse Alexander, you'll discover powerful tools and spiritual insights to align your words, actions, and outcomes. Tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific, right here on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is Sacred Leadership with Charisse Alexander. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to charisse@pavitraleadership.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back to Sacred Leadership with Charisse here on the Inspired Choices Network. If you have been enjoying today's show, please go find me on your favorite platform and give us a 5-star review. It would really help get the message that I'm sharing out there to those who might need it. So today we've been talking about the idea of release to receive and what the journey looks like once we start the beginning of the year with so much excitement and all the things that we want to do. And then when we get to our checkpoints, for me, those checkpoints are at the end of each quarter. And right now we happen to be at that midpoint in the year. And to guide today's episode, I did use some oracle cards and some tarot cards, and it spoke a lot about being willing to examine where you are, what's aligning, and that there could sometimes be some low vibrational feelings that would come up, and how to not get too stuck in that and be willing to just intentionally look at what's serving you and what's not serving you. In the next, as we've proceeded throughout today's episode, I've also talked about what that looks like. And in the last segment, I was chatting about that expansion phase. And so if we've gone through first identifying what doesn't serve us, processing those low vibrational feelings around maybe needing to change our mind or change commitments that we'd made either to ourselves or others at the beginning of the year, and then moving into examining that wound a little more deeply. And how did this experience, what did it teach me? What was I supposed to learn? And then moving into what's next? What comes after I've done all of this heavier work? How do I move into a space of receiving? So I've talked about some of the easy ways to get there. Sometimes it's just a decision. Okay, I'm ready. Show me what's next. And then sometimes we might have to do a little bit more work around getting into the energy of flow and abundance and receipt. So now what we're talking about is the things that I would like you to remember and questions that you can maybe ask yourself as you move through this pace, this space and place with yourself to get to what that answer looks like. So if you're at this place and you want to think about, okay, what do I need to know right now? The first question is what am I feeling right now beneath the surface? Get deep with this, right? That's the idea, is to really try and unearth what's going on there. How is it showing up in my body? I've talked a lot about somatic practices that can really guide you using your heart center. You know, do you have a headache? Is it overwhelming? Do you feel anxiety or nerves in your belly? These are all indicators of to kind of guide you. Do you feel an openness or an expansion when something else comes in that's maybe new? Or if you talk about something that is on the agenda, does it still give you that feeling of lightness and openness and excitement? These are all cues of go this way, or even pause. What happens if you stop resisting where you are right now and just move into a place of flow? There's this saying that I hear often, which is whatever you resist will persist. And I find myself using that because as much as we want to run away from some of these really uncomfortable feelings, they're usually there as data. That's the other thing that I like to talk about when I refer to feelings, is if we don't want to use the full feeliness of it, then think of your feelings as data. They're there to guide you in terms of, yes, this is the direction, or no, it's not the direction. Another thing to consider is, what is this moment asking me to pay attention to? What have you maybe been neglecting during this journey? And when I'm talking about journey, let me be very clear. I'm talking about evaluating your year as we are at the midpoint. So what am I supposed to take a look at? What am I supposed to pay attention to? What am I learning right now that I could not learn in my comfort zone? Because sometimes often I find the discomfort, because that's where we learn. It's got our attention. Situations come in usually in an uncomfortable way because we're being asked to take a better look at it. Here's a different way to frame it. If feelings could speak, what would it be saying to me? Is there something else that I may be missing within this? Let's not go to what the logical thing is, but really, again, get really quiet with yourself, and whatever comes to you, trust the information that comes with you. I'm speaking this way because the other thing that I feel moved to say at this moment in time is I'm talking a lot about going into ourselves because it's often the thing that we push away from the most. A lot of us operate really, really well in a very logical, methodical, and analytical way. When I talk about moving into self and asking ourselves questions and trusting the information that comes, this is that integration of divine masculine with divine feminine. A lot of us operate real practical and real strong on that divine masculine side of things. It's the divine feminine where I find that we need a little more gentle invitation to move into receive and trusting the information that comes to us. The other guidance is slow it right down. Do not feel like you need to rush through this evaluation phase and this pause where it's not meant to go through it fast, where we're evaluating, where we're releasing, where we're healing, and where we're opening. No need to rush, because we're just going to have to come back and do it again. So do you feel a need to rush? And if you do, why? What are you trying to rush through? What are you going to miss if you move through it quickly? And then, of course, I'm always big on patterns. What am I repeating here that maybe I've repeated before? And as always, with all of this stuff, trust and surrender. Trust yourself and surrender to something that is bigger than you, because it will not guide you wrong. I want to thank you all so much for joining me today as we talked about a mid-year reset. Please join me again next time, where we will continue the journey together.
Thank you for listening to the Sacred Leadership Show. Cherise returns Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific on the InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, continue taking small steps today to be a leader in your life for the collective.